Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
This could be either hard or very hard. Easy is not an option anymore.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
Live and nude in the laundry room, Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT. How's it going at work? When I think about what is it that you and I actually talk about when we see each other, we say, well, how are the kids? And what's the engine light on? Where are you going to go on vacation? Did you see that thing on TV last night? Don't you love the new Doctor Who? I love the new Doctor Who. And then we say, how's it going at work? But when we say, how's it going at work, that's really code for, are you about to get fired? And having spent a lifetime at big corporations, ABC, NBC, RKO, SiriusXM, very important companies, Parade Magazine, Condé Nast, very important companies, you grow to learn the tea leaves about whether or not you're going to get fired. You look carefully to see whether or not you're going to get fired. Am I going to get fired? 10:07 right now at WMAL-FM in Washington, D.C., 9:07 at WLS in Chicago, but most importantly, it is 3:07 Monday afternoon in Guam on The Point FM. It is such an honor to be on in Guam, but are you about to get fired, and how do you know? Worst ways you've gotten fired. The worst way I ever got fired was when I was a kid, and I was on the air, and I came in, and I looked at the schedule of talent for the next week, and my name wasn't on the list. No one had called me. No one had said anything to me. No one had done the decent thing. My name just wasn't on the list. It wasn't on the list. That's how I was supposed to know. I called in. I said, am I supposed to book any guests for this week? Oh, gee, I'm sorry. You mean Rick didn't tell you? He didn't tell you anything? No. I had one of those tea leaf moments this week. I have a manager. My manager's a big deal. It's a lot bigger deal than I am, believe me. My big deal manager. I sent him commission. You know, the way you pay a manager, you give him a percent of what you earn. I sent him a commission on something that I had earned. He wrote back, it's really not necessary. Thanks, but it's really not necessary. Like, what do you mean it's not necessary? You're my manager. I pay you a commission. You know, I realize it's barely cab fare for when you visit the big shots in Atlanta, but it's the best I can do today until you get me a much bigger job. It's really not necessary. That's not a good sign. When a manager says, it's okay, you don't have to send me the commission, that can't be good. That's just not good. It's right up there with changing the lock on your door of your office. Also a good sign. My question to you is, how's it going at work? It's Sunday evening, and one of the things we're thinking about going to the third shift at work, third shift at the hospital, security guard, driving the bus, third shift, or coming back from the second shift, we're thinking about work. That's the number one thing that you and I think about when we're commuting, is what happened today at work. My question to you is, how's it going at work? When I look at my relationship with the network that syndicates Sterling on Sunday, I spent a lifetime as a suit. I spent a lifetime as a guy in wingtip shoes, Brooks Brothers suit. I'd walk into meeting rooms. People would say, oh, my gosh, he's here. They'd be a little nervous. I knew nothing, but I kept wearing the suit and the wingtip shoes, and people thought I knew stuff. That's why people think you know stuff. You look like you know stuff. We don't know anything. Nobody knows anything. Is this the day you're going to get caught? That's what most of us wonder when you and I go to work. We go, is this the day they're going to find out? They made the terrible mistake in hiring me because I know nothing. Is this the day? Is this the day it's over, that we're busted? My question, how's it going at work? Here's my number. I'm live, live, live. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. How's it going at work? How are things at work? Do you feel like you're about to get fired? What are the tea leaves? What are the signs that you might be getting fired, that you obsess about, the paranoia? Let's share about the paranoia of getting fired. Were you left off the memo? Did they forget to CC you on the memo? The worst thing that was ever done to me. There was a big shop meeting scheduled. 10 minutes into the big shop meeting, I get a call. Where are you? What do you mean, where am I? Well, it turns out my, quote, partner forgot to tell me about the big shop meeting and pretended like, of course I told you. He never told me. Those are the problems at work. It's why I am so grateful that now I get to dress like a morning Zoomeister rather than an executive. You know, I'm obsessed with this Arklatex thing. Play that thing for me, Matt.
It's time to remind you that in the Arklatex in the Central Time Zone, the time is now 8 o'clock. The Louisiana Hayride!
The announcer on that was Ted Abrams, one of the great broadcasters of all time in Shreveport, Louisiana, father of Chris Abrams and Keith Abrams. Great broadcasters, good guys, fine diners. But he mentioned the Arklatex, and I've always been obsessed with what the hell are the Arklatex? What is the Arklatex? And I got it wrong. Last week I said it's where Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas meet. And that's not quite true. It's where Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma meet. That would be the Hellgate, which is appropriate for Halloween. And tonight, I have the most astonishing, amazing broadcast for you, a very special Halloween broadcast, one of the most remarkable stories ever told, the story of Asbestos Falls. That's coming up in just seconds. And you know, on the list of things that really annoy me, Walter Sterling, is public radio. And here's our weekly salute to public radio.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Public Radio. Our musical bed is provided by Small Head Productions, manifested by Jerry D. Carano. This episode of the usual edition is made possible by an underwriting from Meredith's Pew Slimes. Quality slime so sublime every time. All sane people are concerned for our culture about the decision by our electorally elected president to refuse the caravan approaching our southern border. Public Radio has the funds and excessive staffing to fully consider the historic perspective of the caravan. Here is curated audio that reveals the long history of caravans and how they have been embraced by our culture.
It's the greatest stage show, in-person stage show, ever to come to this part of Virginia. The Dick Clark Caravan of Stars at Roanoke's Victory Stadium, Monday, July 27th.
They join four Lincoln Mercury styling experimental cars to form the Caravan of Stars, which has just begun a nationwide tour.
Hi, thanks for coming by PosterCentral.com's video blog today. I'm Pete Howard, and look at this cool timepiece from 1963. Wow, Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars.
It's time to stand up and fight. Hand in hand, we'll take a caravan to the motherland.
So moving. Our correspondent Jim Kelly Wheels has this report from the field. How is the heartland responding to all the future voters being stopped at our border?
We need people to pick the grapes, said one hopeful heartland farmer.
Many Americans are considering the impact on the deplorables if the caravan makes it across the border. We hid a microphone in Erie, Pennsylvania to capture the thoughts of a deplorable as he was moving.
I'm so happy that more caravans are arriving in America. I got my caravan in 2010, practically brand new. My caravan has four-wheel drive and that TV system that lets my dogs watch TV in the back seat while they finish off their big meat bones. I get their bones from my pal, Frank the Butcher. He saves them for me and my hounds. No charge. I say bring more caravans in for everyone who has to drive with dogs.
Now we enjoy the song stylings of great British opera singer, Madam Finger.
Oh, but I watch her so sad. This episode of The Usual Edition has been made possible by an underwriting from Meredith's Pew Slimes. This is the right time for Pew Slimes from Etsy. And by the generosity of Wendy's Homa the Baconator. When you want more, think of the Baconator. And by Mr. Squirrel's Garden Supplies. If you live in the suburbs, squirrel it away. This is commercial-free public radio.
She looks straight ahead, not at him.
I'm AJ. My friends call me AJ A-OK. I'm a breakout star on Sterling on Sunday. I play the deplorable on The Usual Edition. It's not a stretch. Let me tell you about my day. Today, I got to Costco at 5 p.m. They stopped giving out food samples at 6 p.m. I didn't want to miss dinner. Every day, I go to Costco for food samples. The best is when they give out hot dogs wrapped in dough. Those heat up best. Sometimes there is chicken with sauce from India. I enjoy diversity food. It's only bad at Costco when the only thing they're giving out is that filtered water. I mean, how am I going to get to the next meal with just water? Then I go to the overpriced supermarket with the gourmet stuff. They don't always have free food, but when they do, it usually has unusual white sauce on it. Now I'm going to check online coupon codes for Dollar Tree. You would be surprised at what you can find at Dollar Tree. But that adventure is for our next talk. I'm AJ. My friends call me A-OK. And Lesbians in Space is now.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
Hi, lovers. Welcome back to Addicted to Love.
Welcome back, lovers. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am Divine.
And I'm Callie. And today we're going to do a little Halloween special.
Woo! But before that, make sure to hit that like button.
And subscribe! And hit the notification bell too so that you know when we upload new videos.
Yes.
So today we are going to do my makeup. Mm-hmm. Divine is feeling good and she's going to get creative and do some Halloween makeup on me.
Yes.
And we just got done with the photo shoot, so I obviously already have a good base on, so
you've got a head start.
I do.
Yeah. Just make it easy for me.
Are you excited?
I'm something.
We have a picture. And we are sitting on a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
We're going to have weather coming up in just seconds from Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby on Sterling on Sunday. How's it going at work? Because when you and I sit down with our friends, we say, how's it going at work? That's what we actually talk about. And the way it's going for me at work is this. I'm syndicated by this company, Westwood One. They refuse to put my podcast on their podcast platform. They refuse to sell the show. They could have naming rights. Naming rights. Think about that. Naming rights to The Laundry Room. Here.
And nude in The Laundry Room, Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Let's live. And nude in The Laundry Room, Sterling on Sunday.
There could be a brand that has naming rights to The Laundry Room. I actually broadcast from the laundry room of my home. They won't build me a studio. I got a dryer, a washer, and detergent. Wouldn't P&G, Lever Brothers be thrilled to have the naming rights to the laundry room that I broadcast from? Wouldn't that make sense? They don't put my podcast on the podcast page of Westwood One. And now my manager's saying that he doesn't want the commission. No, it's okay. Thank you, but it's not necessary. What do you mean it's not necessary? My manager, you take the commission. To me, I look at all that and I go, you know what? I'm about to be fired. That's what I look at. How's it going for you at work? 888-688-WALT is my phone number, 888-688-9258. Yes, I'm live, and I'd love to talk to you. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I used to sweat. I used to sweat. I used to get caught outside the rain and snow.
From the radio.
And it's Sterling on Sunday, Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Hi, everyone. This is going to be a crazy, crazy night and day tomorrow of weather. Walter mentioned the Point FM in Guam. The Mariana Islands, the northern section of that archipelago, the northern section of those islands, impacted by Super Typhoon Yaotu that's continuing to move toward the Philippines. We understand from the American Radio Relay League that there are many commercial radio stations that are down in Guam. I hope that's not the Point FM. Guys, if you're there, we know you're well. We hope you're going to be repaired very soon. The White House has made a presidential declaration of disaster. That will help you out, so help is on the way. But Yaotu is now headed toward the Philippines, north of Manila, but some of the most populated areas of that island chain, eventually turning northward, may hit Hong Kong by later in the week, and even Taiwan could be in danger. So we'll watch Yaotu. We also have Oscar, who's over in the Atlantic, but he's not a problem for anybody. He'll just rain himself out as a hurricane and not be a problem at all. So let's look at your weather, and that's the reason we're here. What do you expect tomorrow? At KNXT Las Vegas, they'll have a sunny day, high of 93. In fact, most of the country will be very quiet tomorrow. Look for some lake effect rain showers and some bedded snow showers from northeastern Ohio, portions of Pennsylvania, upstate New York, even into New England. And there's a new Pacific system. Idaho, Montana, Washington, Oregon all could see some late day snow showers. But the rest of the country looks pretty good tomorrow. And temperatures rather moderate after a chilly, cool start. Watch the center of the country for Halloween. That's where the rain's going to be the heaviest, and it will be from Texas all the way up the spine of the Appalachians to New England. Check with your local weather guy. He'll have all the information. I'll be here to keep you updated, too. It's Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday. Walter?
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter and Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com.
This
is Westwood One.
888-688-WALT. I'm so grateful to stacysentiretreeservice.com, stacysentiretreeservice.com, because Stacy lets me use her business address for my email, walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com. Every email I get, I answer. Every one. Why? Because I'm professional and lonely. But we have to use Stacy's Entire Tree Service because Westwood One refuses to give me an email address, just like CBS refused to give me an email address. Meanwhile, these same jerks who refuse to give me an email address, they're the ones who are going to come to me to help them get them jobs because, like I say, I used to be a suit. I used to wear pinstripe suit, wingtip shoes. I used to be a suit. Now I'm a talk show host, which means I speak deliberately and I can quote the editorial page when I want to bore you out of your mind. Can't stand it when they quote the editorial page. My question to you tonight is, how's it going at work? Top of mind when I say to you, how's it going at work? I want to know, how's it going at work? My number is 888-688-WALT. I can't think of anything scarier to talk about at Halloween than how's it going at work? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Sterling on Sunday.
Weather.
It's terrifying that on this day, years ago, I did my first show on WOLF in Syracuse, where it always rains. There are two seasons in Syracuse, New York, winter and the 4th of July. That's it. But it was years ago today that I had my first show on WOLF. And it was a lot of fun, except for one problem. I was going to college, and it was an overnight show from Sunday into Monday. And that meant all my classes on Monday morning were destroyed. I did that show for 2 weeks. I could handle it for 2 weeks. That was it. How's it going at work? Have they caught you yet? That's the big fear when we're driving to work, that one day we're going to walk in, they're going to stand there with the cardboard box with your stuff in it, the picture of your kids, your grandmother, and the plant, and your video game, your Game Boy, and they can hand it to you and say, hey, listen, Ferguson, we caught you. We found out that you know nothing. You fooled us in the interview, you fooled us on the resume, but in fact, you know nothing. You'll have to be leaving now. That's the creeping meatballism fear. that you and I have, isn't it? That's the creeping fear we've got every single day when we go to work, that today is the day we're going to get caught. And we look for clues as to whether or not we're about to be fired. Not meta clues, like, you know, the company's in trouble. You know, they need me. That's my favorite delusion. Well, even though the company's in trouble, they need me. Let me help you. They don't need you. Here's tip number two. Never go to HR. Never go to HR. The purpose of HR is not to help you or make you feel better. That's not what HR is for. HR is to protect the king. The king is the owner of the company. They are there to protect the king and nothing else. The minute you go to HR, paperwork is generated and it's immediately snitched. You think you're talking to the HR person confidentially? Never. They immediately run to those in charge and say, Janet's giving us trouble. There's trouble with Janet. We have to be very careful with her. You know, she's litigious. That's my favorite. When HR says that an employee is, well, they say, I think they might be litigious. Here are the clues that I ran into this week where I'm like, wait a minute, am I about to be fired? My manager gets paid with a percent of what I'm paid. I get paid for something, and I send him a percent of it. This time I send him a percent of it, and he goes, well, that's not really necessary. I mean, it's not necessary. You're my manager. It's not really necessary, but thank you. He's very polite. He's like uber polite. And I don't mean a driver like you. He's uber polite. And he says, oh, it's not really necessary. I'm like, well, you're my manager or not. And then Westwood One, the network that syndicates this, that distributes it, they've never given me an email. Just like CBS refused to give me an email. Sure, they give Ken Matthews emails, but they don't give me one. They won't give me an email address. Therefore, I have Stacy's entire tree service very generously, very kindly gave me an email.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com. This is Westwood One.
The other clues are if they're very slow to reimburse your expenses, because they might be considering packaging it up with your severance check. If they don't argue with you over anything, it also means they've disengaged. There are a lot of clues as to whether or not you're about to be fired, but the big ones are you're not suddenly not invited to meetings. You're not CC'd on important emails. And people vaguely ignore you in the hall. But I look at that, and I have another one. I have another one. I look at this, I'm like, okay, so Westwood's not giving me an email. My manager is taking 3 days to return a call and doesn't want his commission. And then there's this problem. You hear this, you think it's going to be a Four Tops song, don't you? You think the Four Tops are about to sing. They should sing right about here. Oh, but they're not singing. Do you know why? It's a bed for me to do a live commercial over. This is where I would be doing a live commercial for Procter & Gamble or Lever Brothers for the naming rights to the laundry room, which is where I'm broadcasting from. But do we hear the Four Tops? No. Am I doing a commercial for Lever Brothers, Clorox, or Procter & Gamble? No. It's a castrated bed. Not used for anything. Because the sales department has not sold the show. And yet I'm on giant radio stations like KMOX, On the Point in Guam. These are the things that fuel my paranoia. My question to you is, how are things going at work? You're on your way to the third shift, coming home from the second shift, thinking about work tomorrow. This is the time to talk about how's it going at work. And I'm live at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Joe from Atlantic City, I'm terrified to take this call. Hi, Joe. Hi.
I am originally laid off 20 on the steel pier, the world-famous playground. I'm now used to run the Crazy Mouse for this summer.
You did what?
Hi, Walter.
You did what?
Yeah, I'm a corny. I ride, you know, I run the rides.
You run the rides at Steel Pier in Atlantic City?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But weren't you laid off because now it's winter?
Yeah, but the first 10 days, it was like summer, 100 degrees, and now they flipped the switch, and it's like 30 degrees now.
Now, how did they tell you? It's seasonal, though. You knew it was going to end, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up? You up in Newark. Where did you go? Palisades Park?
My mother wouldn't let me go to Palisades Park. We went to Asbury Park and Atlantic City.
Asbury Park's been gone for 40-some years.
Yeah, so is my mother. Thank you very much for calling, Joe. I appreciate the call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. How's it going at work? How are things working for you? Because I look at the situation sometimes and I'm like, is this the day? The interesting thing about being fired is, let's see, I've been fired from real jobs only twice. And once was the contract ran out and I was politically out of favor. I was politically out of favor because I had been brought in by a guy who got fired. If you were brought in by a guy who got fired, your roots in that company had better be deep. They had better love you in that company. Because otherwise they're waiting for the guy who brought you in to get fired so they can fire you. And that's what happened to me at one company. That's what happened to me at NBC. I had a 3-year no-cut contract at NBC. The nanosecond that contract ran out, I was gone. And what had I done to deserve this? What had I done to deserve this? I had built a brand new format. I built spectacular radio stations that had both giant ratings and giant revenue. And I had behaved. I had caused no trouble to that company other than, like, everything. But I had caused no trouble to that company. And it doesn't really matter. That's the scary thing about working at a big company, that you can do a great job and not get and get fired. And you can do a horrible job and not get fired. It all depends on how they like you. 888-688-WALT. How's it going for you at work? How's everything working out? When you're driving to work, coming home from work, what do you worry about? What are your concerns? If I were to meet you in a bar and say, how's it going at work? What would you tell me? 888-688, you don't have to tell me where you work. 888-688-WALT. Steve in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going for you at work, Steve?
Well, I mean, I've been working for this company for about 12 years from the ground up. I helped them transition to a lot of things, but I don't have my degree, but I have plenty of experience. And we recently just had a rep leave, and she's been with the company for 6 years, but it's just because our boss is kind of going bat crazy, and she keeps trying to reinvent the wheel, and we're showing her what to do, and we had to curtail our software because she thought she knew better, and then we had to put parameters around it so she didn't completely screw it up, and she acts like she created those things. And I think we're going to be bought out by another company pretty soon, and then our department is going to merge with the bigger company. But they brought in this other guy that's supposed to be starting soon, and they're paying him like way more, I just found out. And I just sat down and I showed everybody a new way to use the software a lot better, because my boss had been like trying to use the software, but she created some sort of spreadsheet instead of actually using the software. And she told me it'd be better if I try to figure out how to utilize it. So I did. And I just presented it to her on Monday, and she just kept trying to poke holes through it. And then the assistant manager saw the value in it because she actually understands what we're doing. And then she's going to wait till the new guy comes in to even implement the software when he has no idea or had any experience about what we actually do. And, I mean, my boss's personal life is crazy. Like, her kid is in a mental institution right now, and her husband, I mean, it's just nuts. So, like, I'm walking into this, and I don't know what to do because she doesn't really put parameters on things, like if we should clock in or out, or, and I'm just kind of, like, wondering what's going to happen, or hopefully upper management can see what's going on with her.
Are you tempted to tell upper management what's going on with your boss? Is that a temptation, Steve?
Oh, yeah, it's there. But, I mean, like, I'm scared, though, because, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm, like, jumping and being insubordinate or anything. But it's just, like, we have to keep training other people and showing other people. And she's switched our territory so many different times. And, like, we're supposed to get in relationships with these people. And it's, like, she has no concept of what we're supposed to be doing.
And then so you're talking about be doing more. So you're in a sales job, right, Steve?
Well, it's more of like a marketing informative job.
Got it. And you have a boss who doesn't understand the software that tracks you. It's sales tracking, marketing tracking software.
Correct. Well, it's not even tracking software. Now she's going to GPS us. You know, I've worked for them for four. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Now we have GPS. It's going to be GPS on us, and it's just, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know how to get out of my frustration.
I love to hear the frustration. Thank you for telling me the frustration. How does this make you feel, Steve, in Virginia?
Well, I mean, I told her, I was like, I guess we're just UPS drivers now. Because, I mean, the point of it is we're supposed to go and we're supposed to inform physicians about certain things that our company can offer better than other people. We gain relationships with those physicians so that they would refer to our company better because of our quality. And it's almost like it's ambiguous now of what we're actually supposed to be doing, because she doesn't come up with any marketing campaigns. I mean, I've had 12 years of experience from the ground up, so I
It's incredibly frustrating when you have a boss who knows less than you do. Now, I have a gift for you, though, Steve. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to guess the mystery sound and win the cash call jackpot?
Sure.
Steve, what do you think that is?
Let's see. Can we run that one more time? I mean, it sounds almost like, I don't know, like a cash register opening up or like a train hitting something and keep going.
No, that's a good guess, Steve. Thank you so much for sharing your work story. That's not it. But whoever guesses it right wins the prize announcement and free Meredith's Pew Slime. Quality slime in time. Tonight I've got a great Halloween gift for you. You know, Halloween, like April Fool's Day, is a DJ holiday. There are certain holidays that probably wouldn't exist if it wasn't for wacky disc jockeys. And Halloween's one of them. I believe very strongly that no grown-up should wear a Halloween costume. This is a Halloween for kids. If you're over 14, you have no business dressing up for Halloween. But I have one of the greatest radio dramas ever. It's called Asbestos Falls. And all summer, if you were lucky enough to hear it, we played an episode of Asbestos Falls all summer. It's a mystery about a town that suffers from strange smells, strange creatures, strange sounds, hauntings, and guess what? It's not necessarily fiction. And tonight we're going to present to you the director's cut. James Copeland and Zach St. Clair, who created it and wrote it and performed much of it, are going to give you a director's cut of Asbestos Falls. You're driving in an 18-wheeler. You're going down Route 80. You're going up and down Route 5, I-5 in California. I have a treat for you. This is going to be the greatest radio drama you have heard in your life. It's fun. It's interesting. But more importantly, the creators of it are going to share with you their backstage secrets of making Asbestos Falls. That's coming up tonight. I'm Walter M. Sterling. How's it going at work for you? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I am live, and I love talking to you. Sterling on Sunday. Coming up in just seconds, the director's cut of Asbestos Falls, made by the psychopaths at KSDB in Manhattan, Kansas. Can you imagine that? KSDB in Manhattan, Kansas, created some of the most compelling, amazing audio I have ever heard, and that's coming up for you in just seconds. Joshua in Indiana, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. How's it going at work?
It's not been going too great for the past year. I took a new position at the railroad that I work at, and before that I'd gotten sent to a bunch of schools across the country to get qualified in my field, and for the past year they've been trying to get me out of the pay raise that I was supposed to get. And I've been trying to fight with them and fighting with my union and everything, and still haven't gotten paid for it.
What haven't you gotten paid for?
Well, I originally started out on like our lineman crew, and then I took a new position as a signal maintainer, and that it's like a $5 an hour raise, and just requires a whole lot more responsibility, and pretty much I think what they're trying to do is my supervisors get a bonus check at the end of the year, the more money they save the company. So they're trying to do that by not paying me so they can get a cut at the end of the year.
What the hell's your union doing? What is your union doing?
I don't know. That's I've been fighting with them, and they're pretty much useless.
And you've paid union dues, right?
Absolutely. Every month.
Again, I don't know for most people what the heck the benefit is of a union. I'm shocked. Do you want to play the cash call jackpot and guess the mystery
sure.
sound to win a prize announcement? Here's the mystery. Here's the mystery sound, Joshua. What do you think that is?
I want to say it's like a slot machine or like the big fortune wheel.
No, that's a really good guess. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much, Steve. Lamb and Marilyn, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
You're listening on WMAL, is that right?
Yes, I am. Listen,
that's the run
want...
by the sector lord known as Bill Hess. Bill Hess, the sector lord for talk programming for Cumulus. Welcome. Hi.
Is that okay? Well, I wouldn't know. I did want to just say that I so empathize with a lot of the things that you were saying about when you're going to know. Here's my situation. Over the last three jobs that I've had, including the one I am currently in, it's a technical position, but the last three positions I've had have all gone away by no fault of my own. In other words, they've all been liquidated for one reason or another, and so I find myself back in school for the first time in 26 years. As I'm over 50 and I'm pursuing something else now, so that I can get into something that no matter where I am in the country or if I decide to travel abroad or whatever, I can always find work. But of the three jobs, the one I think of most is working with Westwood One, actually. I work with Westwood One and the affiliate side of things, affiliate sales.
Well, the question is then, how many times have you cleared my show? That's all that matters. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to hear a spectacular radio drama created by the gang at KSDB, led by James Copeland and Zach St. Clair. But you're going to hear, you heard it during the summer. You heard Asbestos Falls during the summer. But this time, tonight, Halloween, you're going to hear the director's cut, the rare and special director's cut. That's coming up in just seconds. We have so much to do. Halloween is a DJ holiday. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Great to be with you on this scary night.